Alberta Sena was driving through downtown Lewiston, Idaho, on her way to McCullen's Steakhouse. It was 2008, and she had just told an attorney something she had never told anyone before. Now, he wanted her to meet some strangers who had told him the same thing.
And I remember walking up to McCullen's and thinking, oh my gosh, wonder what it's going to be like, you know? And then I walk in and kind of just all look at each other. And
that was the start of a healing process for all of us. Because each individual little girl thought that, you know, they were it.
That second voice is Dorothea Skaliski. We're all sitting around her dining room table. Alberta, tall and expressive. Dorothea, petite and no-nonsense. The two have no recollection of each other as children, but they grew up in the same town, Lapway, a small town on the Nez Perce Reservation. And they went to the same church, Sacred Heart.
It was on the edge of town. It used to be red.
Now it's a different color. I don't even know. But every time I see it, I see it as red.
I see it as red, too.
Back in the early 70s, the Jesuits sent a priest named A.J. Ferretti to staff Sacred Heart. Ferretti had moved a lot. He had already been in Montana, Washington, and Alaska. In the Lapway community, he was affectionately nicknamed Father Freddy.
He was loved by the people that I loved, you know? Yeah.
To understand why Father Freddy was so trusted, you have to understand that at that time, and to this day, many Native American reservations have strong ties to the Catholic Church. And Alberta says under Father Freddy's authority, Sacred Heart became a popular spot for the kids, too.
Oh, we could play in the pews, we could go into the Sunday room classes and play with the toys, draw on the chalkboard. I just remember that it felt fun to be there, and so I went back, and then that's when things happened.
What happened was one summer afternoon, during a game of hide-and-go-seek, Father Freddy raped Alberta. She was in second or third grade at the time. A few years later, when Dorothea was around the same age, Father Freddy sexually abused her, too. There were other girls as well, but back then the only murmur of what went on at the church was in jokes, told out of earshot of parents.
We had always said Father Freddy was a pervert and stuff like that, but never really, well, why do you think he's a pervert?
It's almost like we all knew, but nobody said anything.
And nobody said anything for a long time. Then one morning, 30 years later, Dorothea woke up to find her secret in the newspaper. Only it wasn't hers. It was another girl's. A girl who had grown up in Lapway, who was claiming abuse by a priest named Father Freddy.
And when I read this article that morning, I had to go to work. My husband was there, and he was like, what's the matter? You know, I mean, I just started bawling.
Dorothea contacted the attorney in the article. So did Alberta. At the same time, other people who had been abused by other Jesuit priests in other Native communities across the Northwest and Alaska were starting to emerge. Dorothea says it felt like a relief.
I mean, you don't want this to happen to anybody else, but still you had that. I'm not going crazy, and I wasn't.
Yeah.
You know, it was real.
Dorothea's and Alberta's claims are now part of one of the largest clergy sex abuse cases against the Catholic Church. The settlement mandates that the Oregon province of the Society of Jesus pay out more than $166 million to victims and establish practices to prevent future abuse. At this point, neither Dorothea nor Alberta consider themselves Catholic.
No, absolutely not.
It's an absolute no.
But they feel, and they recognize this seems kind of cliched, but they feel empowered.
I want to fight. I want to keep going.
Yeah. I never thought I'd be a part of something like this. I just thought I'd be Alberta, who graduated school, who works and supports her family, you know. Not that that's all mediocre. It's just you realize that you've made a difference in other people's lives and that it will continue from here.
As for Father Freddy, he died in 1982 in California. But Dorothea says, in her mind, the case sort of changed him, too.
I almost feel sorry, even though there's that little bit of a hatred. You know, there's had to have been something going on, and, you know, what was his story? Now I can say that.
Most of the victims in the case will get around $300,000. Both Dorothea and Alberta say they're looking forward to paying off debt. I'm Jessica Robinson, reporting.